Hello, St. Pete. I'm Jules Warren with Radio St. Pete 96.7. Today, we are going to explore the world of chiropractic care. Most people have seen a chiropractor, and others may hesitate because they don't fully understand it, or maybe are not aware of the long-term benefits, or simply are a little afraid of getting an adjustment. Chiropractic care is a form of health care aimed primarily at enhancing a patient's overall health and well-being without the use of drugs or surgery. It is beneficial for a variety of conditions, with more and more people incorporating it into their health maintenance along with their medical doctor. As more people seek alternatives to drugs and surgery, chiropractic care has been gaining recognition. The chiropractic wellness model is all about our nervous system health. It deals with the relationship between the spinal column and the nervous system. It is not meant to replace a medical doctor's care. It is another approach to wellness that is beneficial to our overall health. As we have all experienced, our daily habits, such as sitting in front of a computer and burying ourselves in our devices, affect our spine, creating bad posture and neck and back pain. Stay with me because we are about to chat with Dr. Eric Springer, who has a lot of great information for us. Dr. Springer is a local St. Petersburg chiropractor that has been taking care of our community for over 20 years. His practice is the Northeast Chiropractic Center on 4th Street North at 42nd Avenue. Dr. Springer has also written a book called Back to Health, A Doctor's Guide to Optimal Wellness. He is going to share with us the science behind chiropractic care, the different health issues it benefits, and tips on daily routines that keep our spine in good condition. There is a whole lot of information Dr. Springer has for us. Let's get right to it and meet Dr. Eric Springer. Hello, Eric. Thank you for being here with the radio listeners. First, I'd like to tell our audience that you are a Florida board certified chiropractic physician and started your practice over 20 years ago at your 4th Street North location. Tell us how you got started and what inspired you to become a chiropractor.
Hi, Jules. Thanks for having me. When I was a high school athlete, I was injured running hurdles and track. My mother brought me to a chiropractor, and over time, I felt the chiropractor was helping me run faster, prevent injury, and I thought that was something I wanted to kind of pursue moving forward. So I decided to go to college, major in biology, and pursue chiropractic as a career.
Yes. So what I noticed in your book, you mentioned that after college, 4 years, when you made that decision, you had to prepare for chiropractic school by taking certain courses like biology, anatomy, nutrition. That's quite a commitment. And then you go to chiropractic school. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. It's a four-year program going over biology, physics, all different anatomies. Then you go to chiropractic school. So it's actually an eight-year program to become a chiropractor. And then there's also board exams. There's national board exams. There's state board exams in order to be licensed in that state.
Wow, that's a big commitment. Very nice. So in your book, you explain that chiropractic is a science, an art, and a philosophy. In a nutshell, define chiropractic care and how does it work?
Chiropractic care, it's whole body. It focuses on the musculoskeletal system. Chiropractors, we look at the nervous system. We look at bones. We look at the nerves, how everything kind of interacts with each other. A chiropractor will take a thorough history. He'll do an exam. He'll give recommendations. And at that point, he'll begin chiropractic care with that patient.
From my understanding, chiropractic care is the brain-spine-nerve connection. When this three-way communication is working correctly, you are healthy. And when it is interfered with, it causes dysfunctional, leading to disease. What can you tell us about that?
Exactly. What can happen is if there's some type of interference in the body, that may be a warning signal to you. It could be pain signal. It could also be, you know, tight muscles. It could also be, you know, other diseases in the body, which, you know, you definitely want to get checked out before any, you know, major concerns happen.
What is that connection with chiropractic care of the spine, the nervous system?
Correct. Brain, spinal cord, nerves, organs, everything's all connected.
Let's talk about about the different health issues that chiropractic care helps. I know there's a whole list. First, I'll break down the main ones. Like, why would people come to you? What would they be feeling or need help with? What does it help, chiropractic care?
Usually, most people come in with one particular condition. It could be neck pain. It could be back pain. It could be sciatica. It can also be, you know, tight shoulders, stress, headaches. A lot of people will come in for all different reasons, and we can definitely give best recommendations on how to approach each condition specifically.
When they first come in for the first time, what is your procedure? What do you do or tell them? How do you get them started and figure out what their problem is?
When a patient comes in, we do a thorough history. We'll sit down, we'll do a consultation. We'll do an exam, which may include orthopedic, neurological testing, possibly x-rays. At that point, we'll review the x-rays. We'll give the patient recommendations on perhaps chiropractic care, stretching, home exercises, a plan moving forward.
All right, so let's discuss car accidents and major injuries, which would include athletic injuries, or even if somebody abruptly fell off their bike, those type of injuries. What do you suggest people do right after a type of incident like that, especially a car accident?
Yeah, car accidents are probably one of the major traumatic experiences somebody can kind of go through. It is very important, once you possibly get checked out at the emergency room, talk to your doctor, seek your doctor's attention as far as medical care, do a thorough exam, any needed x-rays. You see a lot of whiplash type injuries, a lot of headaches, a lot of dizziness issues in the office after auto accidents.
That's very important to go to a chiropractor after a car accident, I would think.
It is very important to get checked out immediately within the first, you know, week or so.
I would imagine.
Yes.
It would put your spine out of place. So an important part of your care is addressing a client's well-being, meaning their posture, eating habits. You know, when we're crunched into a computer all day, even our cell phones, everybody's bent forward into some type of a device. What do you suggest for people in your office? I know that's part of your care. What are the other different elements that you offer as far as advice that you give to your clients?
So we also want to look at everything that could be causing a problem. We look at, you know, their footwear. We look at their mattress. We look at their sitting chair at the computer. We look at the monitor height. We look at a lot of different factors which could be causing their initial problem to begin with. And we always want to address the cause versus just treating the symptom first.
Right. So you do suggest certain stretches, exercises, what to eat, all of that.
Stretches, exercises, will guide you on nutrition, possibly supplements.
Now, one thing you mentioned in your book is you gave an adjustment to your daughter when she was newly born. What can you tell us about young children getting an adjustment?
We see children all the time in the office. Children, they're jumping around, they're playing sports, and it's very important to keep kids growing, make sure that their muscles and everything is feeling good for them. They're on iPhones all day, they're texting, they're all hunched over. So it's very important for the kids to grow up with good posture and keep them moving.
Wow, very interesting. I didn't even think of young children getting an adjustment. Tell us what's in your book. You have a book that's available at your office. It's also available on Amazon. What are the different areas of knowledge that are in your book?
In my book, it's a comprehensive chapters on the history of chiropractic, how I got into chiropractic, stretches, exercises, a chapter on auto accidents, a chapter on sports injuries. There are chapters on the difference between medical doctors, chiropractic, as far as philosophies as well.
Very nice. Along with traditional medicine, why is chiropractic care just as important to have as well?
I think it's important. A lot of people have already taken the pain pills. People have gotten the cortisone shots, the injections. They don't want to be on that anymore. They don't want to be taken anymore. So they want more of a natural approach. They want to look at the whole body, advice on stretching, exercises, and how to strengthen and correct their problem versus just masking it.
And also another option other than taking pills or drugs.
Correct. More natural.
More natural, right. Tell us about the different services that you have in your office that you offer.
First, we offer the chiropractic adjustments. That's a full body adjustment. We also offer a traction table. That's more of a like a rolling stretch table. We also have a hydro massage table. That is a 25-gallon heated water full body massage. Gets some circulation and helps relieve stress as well.
Very nice. And then also your adjustments.
And the adjustments, correct.
Yes. What would you suggest somebody start with if they were having, let's say, some neck pain or back pain? They would come in and obviously you would have to first figure out what's going on before you would suggest any of those services?
Yes, yeah, so it would first come in, we'd sit down, we'd do a consultation, we'd run some testing, orthopedic, neurological testing. We'd also take some x-rays, I'd review those x-rays before we even start care, give recommendations, what would be the best course of action moving forward for that.
So for someone just to have maintenance care, just to keep their spine in alignment, which I'm one of those people, I like to keep my spine in alignment, is there a certain amount of times per month that you suggest, or it's an individual thing?
Everybody's going to be different as far as what they consider themselves at maintenance. Some patients are 2 weeks, some patients are 4 weeks, some patients are a little bit longer. But once you've been through the corrective phase for chiropractic, then you can also go to that maintenance phase. Chiropractic's been around for over 130 years. It's a technique where, you know, we're able to use our hands, no drugs, no pills, no surgery. A lot of patients will just feel the relief instantly. Some patients need the adjustment moving forward. It's something that you should incorporate as a daily habit, a lifestyle.
It's not something that's a trend. It is a solid science that has been around for 130 years.
Correct. It's been evolving. There's new techniques out there. Not every chiropractor is going to be the same. There's some chiropractors that use more machines or some chiropractors that use hands, but all chiropractors have that same philosophy, whereas we want to help the patient heal naturally.
Absolutely. What lifestyle habits do you think are the most destructive to the human body?
I would say right now the big thing is people texting, people on computers, hunched over, any type of looking down. It's causing a lot of stress in the neck, causing headaches, eye problems. So we really want to focus on good posture, keep in alignment, and that's going to prevent a lot of issues moving forward.
You do suggest exercises for correcting the spine. I know you also sell a few items for the chair to keep your posture straight. What do you offer in your office for that type of thing?
We do sell a couple back supports. We do sell a couple neck stretching home devices that you can do just a couple minutes a day that will help relieve some tension in your neck and essentially keep your head over your shoulders.
Exactly. And how long have you been in St. Petersburg?
I've been in St. Petersburg since 2003. I did an internship here and decided just to stay here. I didn't know one person here when I moved here, and I'm glad to be here.
Yes, it's a wonderful town, isn't it? You have been helping the residents of St. Petersburg for what? Well over 20 years.
Over 20 years.
Wow, in the same office. All right. Well, thank you, Eric, for joining us today. We appreciate all your information and insight and taking care of the St. Pete community all these years. All this information is in your book called Back to Health, and the book can be purchased on Amazon, and you also have them in your office. And your office is at 4200 4th Street North at 42nd Avenue, a great location. And your office number is 727-521-0236. Where can we get more information? Do you have a website, social media? What can you tell us?
Yeah, we do have a website. It's Northeast Chiropractic Center, www.northeastchiropractor.com. We're also on Facebook. We're also on Instagram and Twitter.
And lastly, tell us the days and hours that you are open.
We're here 5 days a week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, early morning. We're also here late in the evening. So we have accommodations for all patients, you know, before work, after work, and also during lunch times.
All they have to do is call your office number and set up an appointment.
Yes, we can usually get them in same day as well.
Wonderful. And I'm sure you take all kinds of insurance.
Yes, we have take all insurances. We'll make sure we verify that before we do any services in the office.
All right. Well, thank you for all your insight and taking care of the St. Pete community. Eric, all of this information was wonderful to hear. Gives us a better understanding of what chiropractic care is about. And your book is also available. Thank you for being with us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Jules.
Stay well, my friends. I'm Jules Warren, and you have been listening to Radio St. Pete 96.7, where local music lives. See you next time.